Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Thursday, everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USA. It's a little bit after 4 p.m. here in the central-ish time zone, 2 p.m. out in the Pacific, 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming 24-7 for you, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at the funnest place to be in the whole universe, crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever, with whomever, under whomever you receive us, we appreciate the hell out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours spewing at you about the fun stuff on the right.
Ooh, yes.
My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer.
Fuck you, hippie.
Thanks for joining. Are you talking to me?
Yeah. You California hippie liberal.
Talking. I have to fix your levels a little
Welcome
bit.
Welcome to Florida, motherfuckers. Yeah, we're live from Florida. It's that time of year. We're doing our War on Christmas broadcast from the front lines. Taking on the right, I guess. And lots of fuckwatery and bullshittery and
assbaggery.
Oh, yes. SMDs all around, baby.
Thanks for joining us. This is a lovely Thursday. We've been off a few days here. I think that's the longest period we have gone showless. We took off 3 days in a row. We were traveling cross country, seeing this wonderfully empty land of ours, which apparently a couple of yucca plants and a cactus out in the middle of fucking nowhere. Votes mean more than ours do in California.
Why can't that yucca have representation? Why can't that
tumbleweed? It has over. That's my point. It has over representation.
I know. I was playing along. You know,
the bullshit electoral college, which is right now one of our last defenses of only hope against Russia.
Nicked. Oh yes. Do you think any of this Russian news will make a fucking difference with anybody?
Well, I think with sane people, I think the Republicans have a lot of no scruples, so they don't seem to be giving a shit about the fact that
they don't fucking care.
It's quite possibly obvious that Uncle Nipples, rode his bare-chested into our election and somehow managed to influence the election. They don't seem to give a shit. Can you imagine? Can you briefly imagine if the tiniest whiff of anything with Hillary Clinton?
Oh my God, it would be totally nuts, man.
They were even
screaming. It would be completely insane.
Yeah, they were screaming about Saudi Arabia, which was a donor to her Clinton Foundation. They used that as, you know, four different levels of look at Saudi Arabia is influencing Hillary, crooked Hillary, and now every intelligence agency and investigative type agency is saying, well, yeah, the Russians had something to do with it. And they're like, bullshit.
Shit, man. And I read some article today that suggests, the New York Times, I think, suggests that Trump knew. And the White House thinks Trump knew exactly what Putin was up to. And I don't know. I mean, it's just getting really fucking crazy. And to me, the irony is this little asshole, this orange shithole face, Schittler, screamed for years and years about the legitimacy of Barack Hussein Obama's presidency because, birth certificate, Kenya, the whole ball of fucking wax.
He's a Kenyan.
What a fucking asshole.
we've been off the past 3 days, ladies and germs. We are now here for the holidays in Pensacola, Florida.
Oh, the holidays. Yeah.
I'm thinking of the Christmas story, right?
Oh, yes, that's right.
Happy holidays.
Oh, I remember that. I get the reference. It's funny.
It was a interesting drive cross country. Seeing
long.
A lot of the flyover. Oh, God, Kate.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Okay. Talk. Okay, yeah, the flyover state was crazy. I mean, first off, here's my question. If there are hardly any buildings in this whole goddamn country, the very few buildings that have bathrooms, why are they such shitholes? Is Kate okay? Did she take a tumble?
She fell in between the chairs. She was trying to fix her bed on
the chair. That's why I'm vamping about shitters.
And she just fell. Good God.
Goddamn. Glad you're okay, doggy.
Yeah, some of the quote flyover country maybe should invest in some goddamn bathroom cleaning products, for fuck's sake. Or at least
so gross.
Put a candle in there or something. Good God. And truckers, stop eating so much meat.
Oh, yeah. I think the worst is it's got to be Louisiana. They have the worst fucking bathrooms on the planet. They really do.
Mississippi, too.
None of them fare particularly well.
No offense to Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, but goddamn you guys, clean your fucking bathrooms. We can see what's going on here in the headlines. It seems like we're a little discombobulated, you know, because we are. Here we go.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the crab diving news studio high atop the crab diving tower in Pensacola, Florida, Dateline. December the 15th, 2016.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines.
Over at one of the first periodicals that's surely to get the Trump torpedo once he takes over the internet.
Oh, yeah.
Over at the commie pinko liberal Huffington Post.
Fuck you, boy.
This is a crazy story. This is how evil Republicans are. This is just how pure evil they are. The headline over at the HuffPo is a picture of outgoing North Carolina governor Pat McCrory.
Oh, my God, this fucking guy.
But the headline in big giant red letters says, coup, GOP coup in North Carolina. The dirtbags of North Carolina are not abiding by the fact that the electorate elected a Democrat. So the evil Republicans in the House and Senate of North Carolina are trying to pass these bills to basically make the governorship ceremonial. Like, he won't be able to do anything. He won't be able to appoint people to certain commissions. It's such bullshit. They're so evil. I mean, if this isn't fascism, I don't know what is. They're screaming about the election and, you know, you're not abiding by the election. Well, here, we've got an election. You're not abiding by it.
Yeah.
And now you're trying to strip power of the person who was elected just because he doesn't have an R after his name.
Yeah. You know, we were listening to the primary this year and then the general election, and everything on the right just seemed insane. And we kept saying over and over again, is this the death throes of the Republican Party? Is this the end of the GOP? And maybe this is what it looks like. You know what I mean? Maybe Trump's the end of it. You know, and it's ugly, and it's going to get uglier.
Too bad it's going to take the whole country down with him. We want the Republican Party to drop dead, but...
believe me, I'm not happy with it. That's not what I mean.
Too bad the whole country is going to be dragged down with him.
Oh, yeah.
The North Carolina Republicans are trying to undermine the election results through the legislature by pushing bills limiting the power of incoming Democratic Governor-elect Roy Cooper. He won by slightly more than 4,300 votes only.
God. I'm so glad the people in North Carolina voted.
So now the evil GOP fascists have passed Senate Bill 4 and House Bill 17, preventing the incoming governor from making cabinet appointments, reducing the power of the state board of elections.
What the fuck?
And changing the way that potentially unconstitutional bills are legally challenged. In other words, we're going to pass unconstitutional bills. You can't challenge him.
Why don't they just make him... Really, he's a figurehead.
Right.
He's not going to have anything to do.
The Board of Elections, currently the governor appoints all five board members, but under this new bill, there would be an executive director and eight board members, four Democrats, four Republicans.
Yeah.
The governor would be able to appoint four of the members. Two would be chosen by the House. Two would be picked by the Senate. So that means they're going to take away any semblance of democratic power that they can.
Jesus Christ. But they lost.
And let's think about this. This is a microcosm, probably, of what these evil fucks want to do nationally. I mean, what's going to keep them from trying to do this? And then you think that the national Republicans are, even if Trump somehow manages to not get impeached before the 4 years, when it's time to run again, do you think they're going to not try to do something like this?
Oh, of course they are.
We're passing Senate Bill 12 that Negroes can no longer vote.
Yeah. Whose idea do you think this was in the GOP? I mean, do you think this starts in North Carolina, or is this part of some national strategy?
Probably the...
this is from the Kochs?
Cato Institute or the...
Right. The Heritage Foundation.
Heritage Foundation, right. Any of those evil, quote, think tanks. Un-think tanks.
Maybe Bannon thought of this.
So, incoming... Governor of North Carolina, Roy Cooper, has said, well, we'll see you assholes in court, basically.
Right.
Not the words that, well, he might have used worse words, probably. Not officially, but.
Yeah.
Unreal. I mean, it's just crazy.
It's insane.
They're also proposing any appeals to legislation first has to move through the Republican-dominated Court of Appeals before going to the Democratic-leaning state Supreme Court.
Holy shit.
So now they're saying you can't go straight to the Supreme Court anymore. You have to go through the Republicans first.
What about running the country and things like that? I guess they don't give a fuck about that, right? They don't care about running the country. And
no, they want to.
Yeah,
they want to run it at all costs. Screw your democracy.
What I kind of meant was like the function of government, things like that. They don't give a fuck.
Only if they're in charge.
Oh, yes. Fuck your roads, fuck your bridges, and fuck your welfare and all that shit. It makes you so cynical.
Except for corporations,
oh, yes. Oh, well, corporate welfare, that'll be fine.
They really need our help.
God.
So there you go. There's the headline. North Carolina Republicans lost an election, so now they're trying to undermine the results, it says, over at the HuffPo.
God, you know, it's so weird. When the Democrats win shit, the Republicans sure don't want the Democrats to act like winners.
Right.
I mean, they won. So the people of North Carolina want their new Democratic governor to do shit because they fucking elected him, even if only by 4,300 votes.
The I had this story anyway. Over at, let's dumb ourselves down for a minute or two and slither over to the Drudge Report.
Hello.
Where the story is kind of funny.
Yeah.
They are... upset. Facebook, you know, has been having some issues, being blamed by some people for helping spread this fake news bullshit. I mean, there's times where it was shown that some of their trending news was just utter bullshit because right. Some of these fake Macedonian teenager stories.
Oh, yeah, these kids are sitting around in their fucking basement retweeting bullshit, making how much per month?
Shit tons of money.
$20,000 per month.
Yeah, or more.
God damn.
Again, just like that guy, that American guy who ran a few of these fake news sites that also had a lot of stories trending, the Macedonian teenagers that they've interviewed say the same thing about, well, yeah, we tried a bunch of liberal fake news sites, but it never worked.
Why? I wonder why it wouldn't work. Because the liberals read and care about shit.
That one guy said, We put up a story on a liberal site that's fake news, and within 5 minutes, someone in the comments is like, this is bullshit, and here's citations.
Yes. You know, right.
But
Yes.
Not so with right wing. They put up the same thing on the right wing, and within 5 minutes, there's 500 shares on Facebook.
You know, and I understand that we're not allowed to say, or maybe it's not fair to say, that maybe liberals are a little smarter than conservatives. But I will say this. There's an article, I believe it's in the independent.co.uk. I'm throwing it up on our Facebook page. By the way, go to facebook.com/crabdiving. Like us, share our shit, blah, blah, blah. I said there's a big education drop-off between Obama's cabinet and Trump's cabinet picks. Like, there's not a lot of people with graduate degrees on that cabinet.
Or experience.
Yes.
That fucking Tillerson, our Secretary of State nominee, Putin's best reach-around bud in the world, has had no other job his entire life other than working for Exxon.
Oh, yeah. Great.
So, obviously, he should represent the United States of America in all things diplomacy and everything to the rest of the
world. But I don't understand what you're saying, because I heard Trump on television yesterday say that this Tillerson fucknut has the best resume.
Well, he makes great deals.
He has an amazing resume.
Yeah.
He even said resume.
Big swinging cock.
Well, he's only worked at Exxon.
Right.
Since the 70s.
Right.
God damn.
He's destroyed this many million acres of land and polluted this much water. He's got a great resume.
And by the way, in Trump's cabinet picks, I could be wrong, but I think the only doctorate that he has on board.
Not Ben.
It's Ben.
Oh,
which this guy, no wait, this is in the Daily Cause, I think. The guy said, well, this shows you Trump's racism. To be black and to be in his cabinet, you got
to
do more than the white people.
You have to be the most educated, yeah.
Yes, you have to jump higher. You have to work harder because you're black and you're not fucking white.
It wasn't enough for Obama, though.
No.
Harvard.
No, not at all.
First editor of the Harvard Review and the first black editor of the Harvard Review. None of that matters.
Yeah, yeah. And don't look at the education of the people in Obama's cabinet right now. They're all smart.
Right.
They've all been to shit tons of school. And Trump doesn't have a postgraduate degree. He's just got a bachelor's. Even W had a I think an MBA from Harvard.
So over at the HuffPo, they're losing their mind because Facebook now has said, well, we're going to implement some algorithms and shit.
Yes.
They blame it on their automatic system. They don't have human curators or editors in their news feed that help determine whether something's utter bullshit or not. So that's why they said some of these fake news stories started trending, probably with the help of a shit ton of Russian fake goddamn Facebook accounts, one of which I think fighting with on Facebook.
No, really?
The
media gulag over in Siberia.
Right. But they now that Facebook is saying they're going to start keeping an eye on what these fake stories are. Guess which side is starting to lose its mind?
Oh, gee, let me think, Pat. I'm going to say the right-wing nut jobs.
We're gonna crack down on fake news. What do you mean, fake news?
You know, it's funny.
How dare you?
I spent a lot of the trip listening to Alex Jones. He's nuts. And if people that listen to Alex Jones really believe what he's saying...
We got some clips coming up.
We just have to wait for his fans to die out, because they're that stupid. If they're that fucking stupid... And he's bitching about this fake news shit. He's complaining that Reddit is what's he doing with the links to InfoWars? They're killing the links, I guess. The links out.
Oh, are they?
If you post an InfoWars link on Reddit,
all of them are just
all
a
of
fake
them.
Story.
All of them. He's losing his mind because of that. Because they're trying to crack down on this fake news. And
we're gonna have
that's
to...
all InfoWars has is fake news. It's all fake.
We're gonna have to stop the show right now.
Oh, yeah.
We just got a tweet from at Celeste Peter Embrace Madness. Hey, thanks for listening. But it's all about it's a retweet from the Baxter Bean on the Twitter. Follow us on Twitter. Tweet us during the show. But it's 9 murdered Putin critics. It's pictures of 9 people who were critical of Vladimir Putin in Russia. Who got murderated and killed.
Geez.
So thanks for listening, everybody.
All right.
Crab diving will be doing recipes from now on.
Right. Hey, Donald,
and
if you're going to take out podcasters, can we at least choose the way we go? I would like pills.
Yeah.
They're just a big veiny syringe of heroin.
We're probably okay until Keith Olbermann gets it. And then once he's gone, I think we should start sweating. Then they'll start going after the smaller.
Oh, yes.
The smaller groups.
Two in the head, one in the chest, hippie.
Follow us on the Twitter at Crab Diving. One word, tweet us during the show, ladies and gentlemen. We'll keep our eyes on it. Join in. A really good tweet that we've got making the rounds right now. People be sharing and liking it is about the inauguration and the lack of talent that seems to be wanting to sign up.
One talent.
So anyway, the right wing, they're losing their minds because Facebook now. So the headline at the Drudge Report says Facebook to label, quote, news, unquote. Ah,
they're going to say it's news. But if it's not news, they won't label it as such.
I guess so. Or they're going to.
I mean, you can do whatever.
Get rid of the fake news.
Well, isn't Facebook? It's a private company, right?
Sure.
You can do whatever you want.
Exactly.
I mean,
that's why they scream First Amendment. Well, stick your First Amendment in pick your hole because it doesn't matter what the First Amendment says. That has to do with the government. A private entity like Facebook can wipe your fucking page off the face of the planet.
Yeah.
And you have 0.0 recourse.
You do have recourse. Don't use it. You don't have to use Facebook. You don't have to use Reddit. Right.
You see, there's that new it's called like gab.ai or something like that, but it's it's only for right wing dickwads.
Yeah.
And a lot of the right wing, like the horrible suddenly I'm Rudy Giuliani. The right wing nationalists, the alt right, Nazis.
Oh, yes.
White supremacists is where they're all going to because they're being booted off of Twitter,
right?
Like that Milo Yiannopoulos guy, sure. Because of the hate that they were spewing, and actually the goon squad that he sicked on that that black actress from Ghostbusters chased her off Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
All the racists chased her off, threatening to lynch her and stuff like that.
So now all these right wing nut jobs are having to find homes on
because
KKK websites
the sane. Websites like apparently Facebook now and the Twitter are starting to crack down on that shit. Now they're like, well, we're going to take our fake news and leave and go somewhere else where we can spew our fake news and circle jerk each other.
Yeah, well, we'll go back to the woods from whence you came.
Right.
That's what we would like.
Go to your gab.ai or whatever the fuck it's called.
Go to 4chan, you loons.
Hey, right, we're thrilled to have your bullshit leave social media.
Well, that's the point, right? I mean, that's the point. They're emboldened. And now we want all these racists, these hate bucks, to take the toys and go back in the woods.
Yeah, go crawl back under your rock. Go back into your sewers, you assholes. But sadly, one of you is entering the White House. So that's our little problem.
It really is sad. Oh, my God.
It leads to a Business Insider story. It says, Facebook is going to use Snopes and other fact checkers to combat and bury fake news. Facebook will be fact-checking labeling and burying fake news stories and hoaxes in the news feed. The decision comes after Facebook received heated criticism for its role in spreading a deluge of political misinformation during the election, like one story that falsely said the Pope had endorsed Donald Trump. That was trending, that the Pope had endorsed Donald Trump.
But in fact, unless I'm out of my mind, did we not do a story a long time ago about the Trump, about the Pope saying that if you vote for Trump, you can't be a Christian?
A bunch of things that Christians don't build walls, they build bridges, things like that.
I remember that.
And he's talked about that you're basically a minion for Satan if you don't believe in the climate change that's happening and you don't want to do something about it.
Then we got a lot of minions of Satan over here.
It's amazing how many, quote, Christians here in the States suddenly hated them some Pope once he started saying, well, immigrants have equal rights and are people too, and there's climate change is happening. They're like, screw that fake Pope.
Yeah, right. That's not the Jesus I signed up for. My Jesus hates people.
Although he is Catholic, granted. I mean, maybe the Catholics had their day in America, but it seems like the Protestants aren't real Catholic happy.
My Jesus loves white people more than anybody else. I mean, they believe that. Even if they can't really, even if the loons can't really voice that or know that they think it, they can't, they don't really. You want to hear anybody out in church come out and say Jesus prefers the whites over the blacks?
Well, right. That's because he was white.
Oh, that's right.
White as hell.
Well, he was Arab, right?
No, no. He
was Arab.
No, the Lord wouldn't have done that to me. He was the only blonde-haired, blue-eyed guy running around in Bethlehem.
Because if he's God's son, and in fact Jesus was black, then God is black. What do you think about that? God is black.
Jesus would have been a half-breed then.
Oh, really?
Mary is also white as fuck, right?
Yeah. Oh, you mean a woman that lived in Africa during biblical times?
Well, obviously she must have moved from somewhere in Scandinavia.
Did she arrive? Did she arrive in Jerusalem via the TARDIS? Or wait, where were they born? In Bethlehem?
I don't know where Mary was born. Oh, Jesus was allegedly crawled out of that vagina in Bethlehem.
God, imagine you get pregnant, you have a kid, you don't even get to have sex.
Well, and what a great...
Horrible.
What a great way to keep your husband from getting pissed off by saying, hey, I didn't fuck anybody. It's some angel came and turkey bastard Jesus into me.
God, Joseph is one understanding guy, huh?
Right.
And not only...
I mean, there's no story there, right? I mean, don't you think... How much convincing would it have taken Joseph that I'm still a virgin, but I'm pregnant?
Yeah.
Oh.
Was Joseph stupid?
And she's like, well, an angel visited me.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
An angel?
Sure.
Sounds like somebody's on some drugs.
Right.
Like maybe some PCP.
Maybe it was a guy named Angel.
Oh, right.
So, yeah, Facebook is deciding that it's going to keep a little bit of an eye on what is real news and what is fake news.
Fuck you.
And, again, I think it just is perfectly telling about who cares about what's real and what isn't.
Oh, yeah.
Because the right-wing lunatics are losing their minds. What do you mean they're going to squelch fake news? You know what that means. They're going to go after InfoWars and WND and Breitbart.
Hey, are you telling me? I listen to Alex Jones told me that he thought Barack Hussein Obama would detonate a nuclear bomb in order to stay in office.
Yeah, I think we have that clip later.
Is that fake news? Or is that just insanity?
Well, he said... I don't have the clip up yet, but he said somehow something like speculating, right? You know, he's going to do that. He won't stop at anything. He'll set up a nuclear bomb, whatever.
He's musing. That's right.
We'll get to the Alex Jones
block
later in the show.
Right.
So there you go. The right wing whiny little pissy babies are losing their little pea brains over the fact that some of their bullshit might be called, you know, what it is, which is bullshit.
Well, wait, now, Facebook is going to identify news, they're going to just deem it news. And then if it's fake news, it won't get the little news tag?
Well, they're going to keep stuff from trending. I don't think they're going to be labeling things differently. But I thought there was it Facebook? I thought one of the social medias was trying for a while to label satire too, because they were having problems even with like The Onion and shit, where people were believing the satire.
Oh yeah,
and then it just got to the point where they stopped caring about that, it seems, and you know, just any bullshit story that got out.
You know, if I was Zuckerberg, I would just say, hey, if it's fake news, we won't trend it.
That's what they're doing.
But you can pay. You can pay to trend that shit.
They're gonna keep. They're gonna apparently still. They're not going to delete the posts or whatever, but they are going to make sure that they don't end up in the trending section, or maybe they are going to lose it. They're going to be right wing over at Media Matters. It also says conservative media freak out. Here's some guy. And the first thing they say is, well, you're going to use Snopes? You're going to use PolitiFact? They're liars too. They're lefty fake news sites.
The problem is, it's not that those sites aren't the problems. A lot of these right wing nut job sites, they put bullshit nudes out there. So PolitiFact proves it to be bullshit. Snopes proves it to be bullshit.
Right.
That doesn't mean they're liberal or liberal leaning. It just means you guys are big fat fucking liars.
Some reptilian Breitbart writer tweeted out, so did Facebook intentionally announce their censorship plans on the 225th anniversary of the Bill of Rights?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't even know. God damn it. If I own Facebook and I work my ass off to make this fucking stupid ass media platform happen, I'll be like, yeah, I can do whatever the fuck I want to because it's mine.
Right.
And if you don't like it, well, why don't you fuck right off and go, I don't know, go somewhere else.
Over at the Federalist, another right-wing shit rag.
Yeah, douches.
A guy named Sean Davis tweeted, Facebook responded to revelations that it blacklisted conservatives by giving DNC propaganda outfits power to blacklist conservatives, which is a lie. There was no revelation that it blacklisted conservatives. That's right. A lie.
It's bullshit.
Do you remember the summit?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Fucking Glenn Beck and a bunch of conservaloons went to talk to Mark Zuckerberg.
Remember?
And because he was like, no, it's not what's happening. We're not deleting right-wing news sites. We're not diminishing you. And even Glenn Beck came out of it saying, I'm confident that they're not doing anything.
Yeah.
But now this guy, this guy's part of the problem, and he tweets a lie.
Right.
A lie.
I think I went to high school with that guy.
Sean Davis?
No, I'm trying to be funny. No, it sounds like a lot of the guys I go to school with.
I went
to school in Georgia, so I got a lot of assholes on Twitter that are Trumpalos, or Facebook that are Trumpalos that are kind of assholes. Yeah. No, it is impossible. Fuck them. That guy, Sean Davis, whoever the fuck he is, there's nothing to do. You just wait for that guy to croak.
Here's an apple. No, that's an orange.
Right.
No, it's an apple. You're a liar!
That guy probably believes woman was created because Adam shed a rib out of his side.
Yeah. Which wouldn't men be down a rib?
Yeah, why is that?
Or is that Jesus magic that he made a new one grow back right away?
Yes.
Right. And why would he need the rib? If he's all powerful and he created Adam.
Yes.
Why does he need to break off part of Adam to make Mary? Or what? Not Mary, Eve, that the other one.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't know.
Maybe he was tired. It was the seventh day, wasn't it? Yes. Sixth day.
I took science all through high school. I took some in college, and I hated it. I hated every second of it. It fucking sucked. But I tell you what, I would have done a lot better with this biblical science. It's a lot easier.
It's really easy.
You know,
the
Jesus.
Answer's in here, like Ken Ham said.
The answer's always C, Jesus.
I don't have to keep looking for the answers. The answers are right here.
Right. Right up my ass.
And some guy named Kyle Smith
says, Kyle.
The fact that liberals and only liberals are defending Snopes et al. Oh, look at him using Latin.
Ooh, yes.
It kind of tells you something, no? Yeah, it tells us that you guys are lying shitbags, and all you want to do is disseminate your lies, and you're pissy, because people are going to be calling you out on your bullshit.
Yeah, and he's off on the liberals, you fucking dickheads. Guess who's going to cure AIDS? Guess who's going to cure cancer? It's not going to be people from your side, you fucking idiots.
Right. Or only white people cancer.
Oh, right.
So there you go. It's the headline over at Drudge. Sure enough, they're worried and pissy that Facebook is going to be getting rid of fake news. Why would you be upset about that?
So what happens when Facebook starts to, look at a bunch of Breitbart articles as total bullshit?
Prayer rug.
And allows them not to trend. But Bannon is in Trump's cabinet.
Who cares?
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mark Zuckerberg could buy and sell Trump 30 times.
Yeah. But Mark Zuckerberg doesn't have a government.
True.
And the ability to arrest people and to shut people down. You don't think that might come into play?
Well, that's why we're hoping maybe these medias can, the Twitter, even though they were left out of the party yesterday at the summit, maybe some of these social medias can help. Tamp down some of the...
My boss called. I got to call her back real quick.
Some of the horribleness. Okay. One of the other stories that we got going on here, ladies and gentlemen, is the fact that the Electoral College is the big vote be coming up, which I believe is next Monday or something like that. It might be coming up in a few days. But a few of the electors, the story came out that there was a handful, a little herd, maybe 10 or so, that had requested an intelligence briefing over the allegations that Uncle Nipples was riding his bare-chested through our election process and fucking around with it. And that has a lot of people losing their shit. There was a group of celebrities that put out a video I saw Martin Sheen was one of them or whatever. All the, you know, evil libtards, celebrities, had put out a video basically pleading with the Electoral College to do the right thing. This is the reason the Electoral College was kind of created. It wasn't created to screw the big cities and let the knuckle draggers out in the middle of the woods vote, let their votes mean more. It actually, Hamilton wanted the Electoral College for this exact reason of what's going on now. Somebody heinous gets elected. And hopefully they were hoping that the electors, well, it was a little bit of class warfare, a little bit, because they really don't, you know, our founders, when they said all men are created equal, they meant all white landowning men. So they didn't necessarily want everybody voting. And that's one of the things that they were worried about. So was that at some point, some just fart-smelling shitbag would be elected to the presidency, and that the Electoral College would be the voice of sanity and the moral arbiter of who's going to make it to the White House, and that these were going to be people that were, you know, selected and the right people who would make the right votes. And Hamilton, who in the Federalist Papers wrote about the Electoral College and stuff, had intended it to help that process, and that, of course, all these upstanding citizens would just vote morality. And he had no clue that he wanted to prevent it from turning into some partisan bullshit where everybody would just start goose-stepping in line and following whatever the party line is, and that they would vote their conscience. And that's exactly not what happened. I think the story was a few elections after the country was founded, and they started, of course, the electors started doing political bullshit and just voting politics. Then Hamilton was lobbying to get rid of the Electoral College. It was his idea in the first fucking place, because then he realized that people are evil and people are assholes, and that this Electoral College wasn't going to do the right thing. Well, now people are hoping that possibly... somehow, among the 538 delegates that are going to be voting next week, that there's going to be enough people with actual scruples, with actual morals, who actually give one tiny little minuscule fuck about the country, that they might actually try to save the country and prevent this Trump from getting in. I mean, I was thinking about it this morning. It's actually so much worse than we had envisioned. I mean, God damn, we all knew it was going to be bad if Trump won, but holy Christ, I mean, he's just filling the cabinet with the most gross, deplorable, heinous people, picking perfect spots for people who seem to loathe and despise the agency that they're going to be running. Rick Perry, we've got news that came out, I think it was yesterday or the day before, that Rick Perry, former governor of Texas, has been tapped by the orange Cheeto to head up the Department of Energy. I saw on the social medias today or yesterday that they got transcripts of Rick Perry's college transcripts, I think it was, or something. And all the sciences that Rick Perry, all the science classes that he took, the highest grade he got was a C. There were a couple that he got D's, and there was one that he fucking failed. And now the guy that's in charge of the Energy Department right now has PhDs in chemistry and physics and all these, you know, the well-credentialed people that are in these spots. And he's putting Rick Perry in, who knows fuck all
the third
about
agency
science
of government. Yeah. I would do away with the education,
commerce.
Commerce, and let's see. Oh, I can't. The third. Sorry. Oops.
So the third one where he said "oops" there is the Department of Energy. It's one of the departments that he wanted to get rid of, and now he's going to be in charge of it. It really seems like these people, like Bannon, this is Bannon's strategy. He wants the entire system to be brought down and thrown away. He's anti-American, undemocratic, and he wants all these institutions blown up. So he's probably pushing for all of these cancers to be put into all these different cabinet positions so that they can slowly or quickly kill whatever they are in charge of and send it tits up. And then the typical Republican way of doing it, you cut funding for it or you put some lunatic in charge of it who destroys it. And then you say, look how bad this is. We got to get rid of this. Government is bad. There you go. Department of Energy to be headed up by none other than Rick Perry. Tweet us during the show, ladies and gentlemen, at Crab Diving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. And hey, don't forget us over at Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving. And sparkle season is upon us, everyone. Oh, wait a minute. I forget now. We have to call it Christmas again because Trump won. I've got a clip a little bit later on where Bill O'Reilly, Papa Bear, over at Fox News, quote unquote, has declared, apparently, with nothing having changed, I mean, Trump is only elected. Now, O'Reilly is declaring that the war on Christmas is over and we won. When there was never a war on Christmas. But the sheer fact that Donald Trump was just elected means, all right, that's it. We've won. We've won the war on Christmas. You're going to be able to say Merry Christmas again, which nobody was prevented from saying Merry Christmas, except maybe some employees of some stores where it was store policy to say, to answer the phone, say Happy Holidays, because guess what? Not everybody in this goddamn country is a Jesus wielder. So if you say Merry Christmas, it's more inclusive to say Happy Holidays because you don't know what goddamn holiday they're following or what sky entity they are worshiping this day. But that's not good enough for the conservatives because it's got to be American and it's got to be Jesus. What else is going on here? Don't forget. Oh, yeah. Help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, ladies and gentlemen. We don't bombard your ear holes with any ads or any commercials or anything. So help us out. Help us defer costs. You can buy shit through our Amazon portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, whatever gift you buy to sling at somebody you like or hate, it doesn't matter. We still get a little nibble, a little taste. We get our beaks a little wet, and it helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media. Again, that's crabdiving.com/Amazon. The incursion of Uncle Nipples into our electoral process seems to be being revealed even more and more. The latest report out late last night and now out today is that I think it's one of the New York papers is reporting that Vladimir Putin knew what was going on, and not only knew what was going on, but was kind of in charge of making sure that whatever disinformation was getting out there was getting out to the right places. The Kremlin, of course, in typical disinformation and fascist-y sense, has said, oh, it's nonsense. That's crazy. You guys are crazy. All you libtards are crazy. Denying it, said it's nonsense. Quote, the report by NBC News that Russian President Vladimir Putin was personally involved in the affecting of our election. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said, I was astonished when I saw it. I think this is nothing but nonsense. There's not a chance anybody could believe that. So that's what they do. They the real stories, they leap out and scream fake. And the bullshit they push, how can you? You just don't see it. I one of these Trumpalos or one of these probable Russians I was fighting with on Facebook this morning in the comment section a little bit was typical. Well, you just don't want to see it. The truth is right in front of you. You just don't want to see it. And now they're doing the same thing with Uncle Nipples over with that's what he did. He was a FSB guy or a KGB, which is now the FSB. Mm-hmm. Ryan's back. Hello.
Nicked. Yeah, I'm back. Had to do some bullshit for my boss.
So another Kremlin spokesman, Dmitry Peskov.
Ooh, yes.
Said it's ludicrous nonsense.
Wasn't he in a Chekhov play?
He played Chekhov in Star Trek play.
I am the navigator.
New intelligence is, according to NBC News, two senior U.S. intelligence officials say that they believe that the Russian president personally intervened. They say that intelligence links Putin directly to the leaks from the hacked DNC emails.
Oh, wow.
And they have a, quote, high level of confidence, which is about as high as it gets in the intelligence community.
Yes.
Without having something in your hand that says so this is it. Yeah.
Okay, so I understand Trump doesn't agree with them. He doesn't believe them. He thinks they're wrong. But what happens when...
You mean he's lying. He knows right, and he's lying to hide it.
What happens when they have something for real that he needs to believe in that he just doesn't want to for some reason?
He's undermining the intelligence community. And even...
He sucks.
That stinky sea hag, Ann Coulter, came out and said something like, well, who needs the CIA anyway?
Who needs the CIA anyway? And doesn't she watch any goddamn movies where they have spy shit? It's spy shit, Ann. We all need spy shit. And who even knows what... I mean, you know, sure, the CIA, I'm sure they're up to some bad shit.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've seen a lot of James Bond movies.
Right.
Bad guys get thwarted, things of that nature.
And then, ominously, that Kellyanne Conway, the Joseph Goebbels of the Trump administration, she was on one of the shows, and she said that, well, you know, don't worry, Trump's going to be putting his own people in.
You mean the scary little Trump police?
So, I mean, why would you... I mean, I know why, because he's a fascist, dumb pig, but if you're a real leader... I would want voices of opposition, and I would want neutral voices, especially in the intelligence community. We got in trouble with this, with the fucking Iraq war, where it's funny that Trump blamed, you know, Trump tweeted out, these are the same people that led us into, that told us Saddam had weapons of mass destruction.
He's trying to
delegitimize the intelligence community, when the intelligence community said, we don't think he has them, but it was Cheney and Bush and those assholes who twisted the information pushed through shoddy investigation and shoddy information.
Tell me what I want to hear.
Exactly.
That's who this Trump is. He wants to tell him what he wants to hear. Don't give him bad news.
And surrounding himself like with Flynn, we learned that, one of the first intelligence briefings he got, right? Flynn was sitting in there yelling and arguing with the foreign intelligence people. They were saying, here's what's happening. No, that's not what's happening. That ain't what's going on. And that Chris Christie, when he was still slightly involved in what was going on, that he had to like physically restrain. He put his arm on this guy and was like, Mike, stop, shut up. Let these guys talk. So if they're not even accepting the intelligence that's given to them, gee, I wonder if it disputes what the intelligence briefing Uncle Nipples is getting in the morning. Yeah. Probably the only ones that Trump is reading.
It makes you wonder why, too, like this whole Taiwan thing and calling Taiwan and then, you know, kind of screwing the one China policy. China. Who was convincing Trump to do this? Or was Trump trying to get his toadies to tell him that this would be a good idea? I mean, because this is we're sort of in the same ballpark, right? I mean, you know, Trump's advisors, how they relate to him. I don't know. Does that make any fucking sense?
Like you said, tell you what you want to hear.
Right.
Tell me what I want to hear.
Oh, God, it's very terrifying.
And if I don't hear what I want to hear...
Heads
will roll. Yeah.
You don't want to be the guy that tells Trump bad news.
Right. There you go. The Kremlin is happily poo-pooing. Oh, you silly American liars with your fake news.
Yeah. Do you think Obama was a good boss to like his cabinet and to people in the office?
I would guess. Yeah. I mean,
I wonder what management skills Trump is going to exhibit, you know, because, you know, if fish stinks from the head, then I don't know.
We have an idea
for America.
Who's going to be over getting an office?
Yes,
in the East Wing.
Kanye?
No.
Why not?
President-elect Trump's daughter Ivanka.
Oh, how nice! Wonderful.
And son-in-law Jared Kushner, according to the New York Daily News.
Yes.
Are likely to have former White House roles. I don't know how they do that. There are actual laws that say you cannot give jobs to your family members. And brother, son-in-law is specifically listed, as is daughter.
How do we challenge this? Who are we relying on to challenge these motherfuckers? The GOP? Because they have the majority, right? They have to do that.
Yeah.
So really, I mean... We just bend over and take it.
It says, this is from, again, the Joseph Goebbels of the Trump campaign, Kellyanne Conway, who strongly hinted, according to the New York Daily News, that Ivanka and Jared Kushner, her husband, are likely to have formal White House roles. Kellyanne Conway said... Scarborough, Morning Joe, said she was on, Conway was on Morning Joe.
Okay.
Said, are you expecting Jared and Ivanka to be the two family members that are most likely to take part in the administration? And Kellyanne Conway said, I think that's a fair assessment.
No shit.
She said, we haven't had adult children in the White House in quite a while. We've had minor age children in the past several administrations. It is something new, and you're talking about men and women who are incredibly talented and very smart. Nobody's made any final decisions. And when they make a final decision about whether they will or not serve inside the administration, everyone will know that.
Wait a second. They're making it sound like the point is we haven't had a president with children old enough to be in the government, and that's why you don't see that.
Right. So obviously... You should just give them a chance. We're not electing dynasties.
Right.
None of us elected Ivanka or Jared Kushner or either of those two shit drizzle animal killing sons.
Yeah. Did Chelsea or Rosalind?
Well, she was a minor.
Right. Oh, that's why. That's why she wasn't secretary of whatever.
Right. She's not now. So imagine if Hillary had won and she said, I'm giving Chelsea an office down the block.
Oh, my. There,
they would have circled the White House with pitchforks and torches.
Yeah. Oh my God. And by the way, I'd rather see Chelsea Clinton in charge of something than any of these
people.
God, how horrible is this? This is fucked up, man.
Despite what Kellyanne Conway said about no decisions have been made, Ivanka Trump seems to have already begun making calls to people in Congress about prospective legislation on child care, which I think we like. I mean, she wants to help people with child care.
Right.
But that's anti-Republican. Yeah. I don't know. How are the Republicans going to put up with that? They're not going to do that.
I have no fucking idea. It's ridiculous.
So they said that preparations are underway for Ivanka to have an office inside the East Wing.
Yeah.
That's the space that is typically reserved for the First Lady. So they're saying that they think... Essentially, Ivanka is going to be doing more of the first lady stuff,
right?
That traditional first ladies have done, being involved. And Melania's, I'm going to help cyberbullying. I'm going to go after cyberbullying.
What the fuck, man? That's so fucked up. It's not first daughter.
Nobody elected her.
Nobody voted for her.
I'd rather have her. She believes in climate change, and she wants women to have access to child care.
God. So shitty.
So maybe, hopefully, if there's any sanity injected into the whole process, it's coming from Ivanka.
I mean, there shouldn't be... Well, the Dems, they just have to sue their asses off. They have to sue these people. They have to do the things. They have to be like... They have to be impolite, and they have to cause a stink, and they have to be rude.
And not stop. And relentless, just like the damn Republicans have been for the last 20 years.
They can't give a shit. You know, because I don't think the liberals really like the appearance of that. You know what I mean? They don't like to be that way.
Assholes.
Yeah, they don't like to be litigious.
So It says that there are anti-nepotism laws.
Yes. Oh, we don't need those, please.
But Kellyanne Conway basically said that. Well, the anti-nepotism law has an exception.
I know it doesn't. Laws that are anti-fill in the blank, do they have lots of exceptions? I mean, it's the point of an anti-blank law.
She says, if that is true and that legal advice holds. So this is the way Trump has been doing things. Like with, do you remember the thing with the Dreamers where Trump was like, or deporting illegals,
yeah,
including their little kids who were born here.
Oh, yes.
And the Anka babies. And people I say Anka babies. Right. I know you're not supposed to.
No, you're not.
Politically correct. Well, but I say Anka babies.
It dehumanizes them, you asshole. And they're actually human.
Oh, you're so PC.
Oh, I know. Look at me.
And but when Trump was talking about deporting United States citizens,
right,
who were born here,
yes,
and people were like, "Well, you can't do that. That's just by definition."
Could you imagine?
You can't do that. He said, "Well, there are legal experts who say that maybe I can."
Why would you want to?
Well, that's where do you first of all produce?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Show me these legal experts.
Produce these legal experts.
Not Judge Judy.
That are giving you this advice because they're wrong. But it sounds like he's got some slimy reptiles who are helping him. And they're like, oh, there's got to be ways around that. So instantly in his tiny yes. little orange brain, it's, oh, well, you know, it's not, if they're citizens, it's that birthright citizenship
thing. Oh, yes,
thing.
Absolutely.
Which he expressed a desire to get rid of.
That's got
which, by the way, means my mother
yes.
would not be a citizen.
Really?
And my dad would. One of his parents was born here. But my mom
yes,
was first generation. Both parents were immigrants.
But here's the thing with your mom that would have helped. Your mom is white.
Well, yeah.
She's very white.
Yes.
See, I think that makes a difference. Mm-hmm. I think they're more concerned with the people that are not white.
Or Muslim.
Oh, yes. Very concerned. Do you imagine you're getting deported? You're a dreamer, and guess where you're going? To Honduras. Yeah. I don't know from Honduras.
And you're an American citizen.
I can't find Honduras right. on a fucking map. I'm going to Honduras. Do you speak Spanish? Fuck no. I don't know. I'm American.
So Kellyanne Conway is pulling the same bullshit. Well, you know, it has an exception.
Oh, my
and
God.
And if that's true and that legal advice holds, in other words, somebody yes. is advising him that there's a way to sneak around the law because, of course, he's a rich white guy who's privileged, so laws don't mean anything
to
them.
Yeah, he doesn't give a shit about that.
She said that will open up a realm of possibilities.
What kind of fucking possibilities are we talking about? They're talking about getting the opportunity to rip people out of where they're from, their home, and send them to some country.
Right.
But why? What? Show me the evidence that says, hey, anchor babies and dreamers are causing blank problems.
Right.
Yes. Right. I just don't.
You can't.
What problem does this solve?
And show me how all these, they somehow think that if you deport all these illegals, everybody's going to have a job.
Oh, absolutely. Well, but that's the fucking narrative.
It's dumb.
That's
wrong, yeah.
Rachel Maddow interviewed the communication director for Hillary's campaign, and she said that the fucking bullshit that Trump sold those people in the Rust Belt, she says she sold them on the fact that Mexicans are taking their jobs.
Right.
That because illegal immigrants exist in this country or dreamers exist, that means they have less jobs.
Right. Well, that's what they're convinced of. But
right.
The numbers don't show that.
Or any kind of evidence.
There's no, right, right.
Citations that right. aren't Breitbart.
Right.
It doesn't exist.
Like you think, again, somehow deport 11 million people.
Right.
And they're American citizen kids, and suddenly it's going to be rainbows and hand jobs in America.
Well, I tell you who you could deport that might help them have more jobs. Certain Republicans, like the fucking guy that wants to be labor secretary, if you deport that guy.
Which one is that?
Maybe some CEOs.
Which one is that for labor?
Yeah, Pudsder, whatever his fucking name is. Maybe the CEOs that want to replace robots with place humans with robots and want to raise the minimum wage.
Oh, that guy, yeah.
That might
That's
help.
Who you put in charge of the labor.
Yeah.
The guy who said he wants to get rid of his employees and put in robots
right.
is the person you put in charge of labor.
Oh, my God.
Amazing.
You should deport those evil amazing. White people. That'll help us get more jobs.
What about some nice socialist laws like in Europe where they say, we're not going to let you replace.
Yeah.
You're going to get a little bit less profit, and we're not going to let you replace your hardworking employees with robots. That's evil. That's anti-capitalism. Yeah. That's anti-freedom.
The problem is with this nationalism shit, because you just can't say things like, listen, why don't we look at Sweden and say, hey.
Where people are the happiest on the whole planet.
Why isn't Trump calling up the Tsar of Sweden and saying, hey, things seems to be, it's going well over there. What are you doing?
Yeah.
How can we do it?
Right.
If I was the governor of Mississippi, I would call up Jerry Brown and say, hey, Jerry, I want to fly you out to my state for a week and I want to do what you do. Or I want to come to California and do what you do, because your state has the sixth largest economy on the fucking planet.
And we're running crazy surpluses.
Yes.
Because the Democratic supermajority
right.
there said, you know what? We're going to tax corporations and rich people. Now we're running crazy surpluses. They don't know what to do with all the money they've got in California. And
it's insane.
Right. But
it's insane.
That's another one of those facts
right.
that the loonies on the right wing don't believe.
We
post stories about California. How well it's doing, and we always get comments,
right.
California, oh, it's a shithole. It's about to be bankrupt. And I'm
no,
like,
no, it's not.
Bankrupt?
What are you talking about?
it's the polar opposite. I sent a link to a guy, which is the government site, but of course that's fake news.
Oh, absolutely.
Here's the official government numbers that show that California is running crazy surpluses.
If there was a Cal exit, this country would be worse for it.
Yeah.
However, if there was a Mississippi exit, I don't know if that would be the case.
Right.
Now, we don't want to kick you guys out or anything. Just quit being fucking assholes, maybe. So hateful.
Is it Mississippi now, or is it Alabama that's the lowest in education in the United
States?
It's one of the two.
It might.
Congratulations
on
vying for the bottom spot there.
What was it? Oh, yes. Sure. We're just craft services just approached us for snacks. No, that's all right. By the way, that's my brother who just asked us if we wanted some refreshments.
Oh,
hey, well, Jason, how's it going? He wrote one of the songs that we play on the network. Every once in a while.
Speaking of, you mentioned our governor.
Oh yes, Jerry Brown
in California. Well, Jerry Brown is one of the Democratic governors that is basically in, I'll use the technical term, he's telling Trump to get fucked.
Oh, yes.
With any of this climate change stuff. Jerry Brown told a group of scientists on Wednesday that he will be protecting climate research in the state, even as Trump is trying to set us back 50 years for any climate change. Any climate change or anything. Another today, they came out with a study that said fracking affects the drinking water. For 20 years, we've been hearing it doesn't seep into the water. It doesn't seep into the water. We heard before it doesn't cause earthquakes. Now they're like, Oklahoma is like a Parkinson's patient.
Yeah, right.
They are.
Michael J. Fox.
Yeah. Now they're saying, well, yeah, it is that fracking. And now more studies have come out that say that the wastewater and the fracking that they inject, the water they inject, can seep into the water.
Right.
And that's gone. You can't run it through a coffee filter and get rid of a lot of this nasty bullshit put in the water.
There's no
cleaning it. It's gone forever. It's toxic. We cannot drink it.
God damn.
Or use it for anything.
How many times are we going to let industry say things like, oh, no, it doesn't do X. It doesn't do Y. Trust us.
Right.
And then 10 years later,
the tobacco.
Right. Thalidomide babies.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Oh, it doesn't cause cancer. Jerry Brown said, was talking to the American Geophysical Union.
Okay.
He says, we've got scientists. We've got lawyers. We're ready to fight. We're ready to defend.
Oh, yeah.
He said that He was referencing the president-elect's proposal to scrap the NASA climate research program.
We
don't need that. I can open the window and see what the weather is like.
Well, you know, they actually, Bannon and Trump said earlier that they wanted to switch to a less politicized of scientific research, which I'm not even sure what that fucking means. What does that mean?
Because they say that the Demtards,
yes,
the Libtards, are politicizing it, saying there's global warming and everything. But I don't understand what the end game they think is. Like, why do they think
that
97%+ of all scientists involved in any that know anything about this are like, look, this is what's happening. And then you follow the money for the other 3% of scientists.
Yeah.
And they're owned by Exxon. They're studies that are commissioned by BP Oil.
And studies that are commissioned at a NASA level or something. And you work for years and years and you write all these papers. So what? One day you can lie? I just don't get you're right. What is the motivation?
And they say that they're being paid, but I mean, they're.
By whom?
Many, yeah, and I know
George Soros.
I know a professor at the college I went to, who I follow him on the Twitter and on the Facebook and everything, and he's like, where's my check?
Yeah.
Wait a minute, I'm supposed to be getting paid for this? He's like, I look at the data. Here's what the data says.
Yeah.
The planet is warming like crazy,
and
it's probably got something to do with what we're doing to it.
Right.
And that's it. Now, but Breitbart says, well, he's obviously paid by O'Dummer.
Obviously. Obviously. That is insane. I mean, to automatically assume scientists are lying to us.
97% of the scientists on the fucking planet. Not American scientists, not corporate scientists.
Oh, yes.
Everybody in the whole world.
Right.
Is in on it.
Again,
somehow.
By the way, if you're a right-wing nut job, here are the scientists that aren't lying to you. The ones that are administering some cancer treatment. The ones that are making you better in the hospital. You're dying, or I guarantee you, you're following the orders of your doctor. For some reason, you're believing in that science. You're believing in something. Why is that person not lying to you and everyone else is?
Jerry Brown was referencing that that Trump wants to scrap that program because of what you just said, quote, politicized science. Politicized science.
Why did Jerry Brown not run for office? I don't understand that. I really don't understand that.
He ran before, and he's up there. He's older than Trump, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's a governor of a very successful state. I mean, what can you say about Jerry? What bad could you say about Jerry Brown's record?
Yeah. Brown said, if Trump turns off the satellites, California will launch its own damn satellite.
I love that. I fucking love that.
We will collect that data.
Goddamn right.
He offered support now that there are reports that climate scientists are copying and downloading information from public servers and trying to put them offshore onto independent servers.
Why?
Because they're worried that Trump's going to erase them.
Why would he do that? Why would you do that? Well, yeah, because the evidence.
Yeah.
It just seems.
I don't agree with the science. Let's delete it.
It's such crazy.
They're afraid that they're just going to, Trump's going to alter or dismantle.
Yeah.
Climate data. Alter or dismantle climate data.
Oh, I just thought of some climate data that the right-wing nut job types probably don't have a problem with. How about when a storm's rolling in somewhere and someone at the evil weather channel says, hey, it's going to hit where you're living. Why don't you evacuate? I bet they believe
They did that too, though.
I bet they believe in that.
No. Remember Alex Jones saying that the reports of the hurricanes hitting were it's a Libtard history. Yeah, histrionics.
Because when they don't hit, that's when people get mad. Oh, they said they were going to hit this part. Yeah. They didn't. Well, it's the fucking weather, man.
So basically, they were hedging their bets by saying, look, they're wrong on climate. Why? You know they're going to be wrong about this hurricane. And then if the hurricane misses, they win. They get to say, look, these dumb meteorologists, obviously they can't predict where the hurricane's going to go. How do they know the Earth is getting warmer?
Well, it's evil. It's pure evilness. That's
Jerry Brown said if they start deleting databases, well, you know, we've got a lot of databases in California. We could take a few more.
Damn.
We're here to collaborate and stay on course.
Jesus, Donald.
He vowed to protect any labs. Listen to what we're talking about.
It's insane.
We're talking about scientists who are trying to protect their data because the current administration, they're worried, is going to come in and delete it or change it.
Yeah. Should I put on
scientific data?
Listen, scientists, and should I put on my tinfoil hat for this? But when do you get nervous as a scientist when you start putting out info about climate change? I mean, if they're coming to delete the data about quote unquote politicized science, what does that fucking mean?
Wasn't that that story last week that the Trump administration is asking in like the Department of Energy and in these other departments
a litmus test?
They want lists of people that worked on climate change. I just want some names.
Oh, my God.
And the media went crazy.
Yeah.
Saying you can't, it's a purge. You can't do that. You can't go after. There are certain, there's a reason that certain appointments are just, they stay there. They don't change with every administration.
Very apolitical.
But Trump has expressed the desire that he wants to clean everybody that doesn't agree with him out. And Jesus. I think we have names for that.
Right. He's got a lot of nerve going after politicized science. If anybody's politicizing science, it's this fucking asshole.
Exactly. Trump has, according to the HuffPo here, previously denied climate change is real, saying that it is a hoax created by the Chinese.
Oh, yeah. He also said Barack Hussein Obama was born in Kenya. Do you remember that?
Over the weekend, he said nobody really knows if climate change is real. If climate change is real, not the anthropogenic or the whatever the word is, that the fact that people are affecting it. He's saying they don't even know that the climate is changing if it's real.
Oh, my God.
Even though we can show him the charts and the data. Like last week when the Weather Channel, when the Weather Channel gave a little cock slap to Breitbart.
Oh, yes.
For Breitbart was using one of their videos run a fake news story at Breitbart about that there's no climate change.
Yeah.
And the Weather Channel tweeted out, stop using our stuff for your fake stories.
Oh, I love that story.
And then they did a video of here's the proof. It's not disputable. The earth is warmer than it has ever been. It's not a dispute right now.
Can we just, I just feel like for our planet to progress, for us to go forward as a country, we can at the very least say that we believe in climate change and shit like that. I mean, can we just say that and then get past it and just say it exists?
Right.
Or are we just assholes? Are we just tremendous fucking assholes that just.
But how will the oil company executives make money,
ooh,
Ryan.
I know not.
If we stop using oil.
Yes. God, you know, I'm so sorry. I got to make another call.
Yeah, Ryan's,
about my fucking job, man.
Ryan's making some money.
I'll be back.
Jerry Brown also said, we know the data. We know what's happening in the world, despite the deniers. The climate is changing. The temperatures are rising. Oceans are becoming more acidified. Habitats are under stress. The world is really facing a tremendous danger. He also took a moment, Jerry Brown, to take a little swing at former Texas Governor Rick Perry, who, as we said earlier, has been chosen by Orrin Shitler to be the head of the Department of Energy. Jerry Brown took a little swipe at Texas's economy. He said, well, we have more sun than you have oil, and we're going to use it. Brown was referring to a 2013 radio ad where Governor Perry, at the time he was governor, he was encouraging California based businesses to move to Texas, trying to get them to get out of that evil libtard state. Come here where there's no taxes and you can we're going to try to get rid of the minimum wage so you can pay people slave wages. At the time, Jerry Brown called this stupid ad from Rick Perry, quote, it's not a serious story. It's not a burp. It's barely a fart. So there you go. Our governor of California, among others, who are saying they're not going to put up with any of the shit. We've got a bunch of cities that are saying, well, you know, we don't care if Trump doesn't want sanctuary cities. We're going to be a sanctuary city. Come get us. So it's going to be an interesting 4 years coming up, if it lasts that long, if Trump even makes it that long without being impeached, which I don't know. My prediction is I think a lot of the Republicans want to get rid of him, too. And that once he's in office and all of the deplorables are set into all of their cabinet positions and everything, that suddenly they're going to start backing away from him. And it wouldn't surprise me at all if he gets impeached and the Republicans are way into it, because then they can put somebody that they can rely on to screw us all in totally Republican fashion, which is Mike Pence in the White House. And they would feel a lot more comfortable with him than with Trump, because Trump, let's not forget, it was not that many years ago that Trump was a Democrat and a pretty liberal one. He claims to have been evolving with all of these different views and everything. But that's where there might be a little bit of hope with Ivanka being down the road or down the hall from him in the East Wing, taking over Melania's spot.
Yeah,
creepy.
It's so screwy, man. But we have to lay our hope in that.
Yeah, well, I mean,
that's
but
so fucked up.
You know, he was a Democrat and he was pretty liberal. And if Ivanka grew up with those views. And although she probably hardly ever saw, oh no, he didn't, he ignored the boys, right? That's it. Ivanka was always on his lap in all the pictures. You never find a picture of him with any of the boys as kids, right?
That's got to be the hope for his children. He didn't raise them.
That's it.
Some expensive ass school and who knows where raised those children.
And with her coming out at the convention and saying, you know, we're going to, about climate change and about helping with daycare and stuff. That's when the crickets went off in the, remember at the RNC? They're like, oh, Ivanka, we love you. And then she's like, oh, well, we actually, I want to help with childcare for women. It was like,
what? Burr, burr, burr,
burr. What is she saying?
That. Oh, yeah.
Help children. We only care about them when they're in the womb.
I was going to say, we care about the fetus.
Right.
Period.
Once they're out, they don't care anymore.
We care about your white fetus.
While you were gone, I read a quote from Jerry Brown.
Oh, yeah.
Remember when Rick Perry did that radio ad that said California businesses should come to Texas?
Oh, I thought that was that.
Because we got no taxes here, and you don't want to be in that libtard. Well,
no. That was Bat Boy.
No, it was...
Was it Rick Perry?
Oh, he also, okay. Bat Boy also, more recently. But here in Florida. But this is a 2013 era ad, and radio ad. And Brown took a shot at the ad back then, saying, it's not a serious story. It's not a burp. It's barely a fart.
Oh, shit. He's funny.
So Governor Jerry Brown. Not,
good one.
From what I've heard, not a nice person, but that he's kind of a cranky dickwad. But who cares? He's a cranky liberal dickwad. So.
Look at the world he exists in, though. Of course he's a cranky dickwad.
Right.
That's so funny.
Breaking news, ladies and gentlemen.
This just in.
I guess I'll do this now. I was going to get to the Alex Jones portion of the Crab Diving Show a little later, but this is a breaking news that has to do with the headline we talked about a couple minutes ago.
Okay. I can't wait to hear it.
Which is the fact that Facebook is now going to be cracking down on fake news, which, of course, for some strange reason, has all the right-wing nut jobs and conservative media losing their minds.
Oh, okay.
Why would you be upset about fake news being squelched?
Oh, I don't know.
Unless you're spewing out fake news, right? Here we go. Alex Jones has learned about it.
Okay.
And hot off the presses over at InfoWars, everybody. Alex Jones is talking about what his views on Facebook.
Oh, yes.
Cracking down.
So this is just an incredible time to be alive. So I told you this was coming. Facebook is going to use Snopes and other fact checkers to combat fake news. Business Insider. Facebook is going to start fact checking, labeling, and burying fake news. Burying. And what do they call InfoWars? The number one fake news in the country.
There you go. InfoWars is the number one fake news in the country, they call it.
You know, do you think Alex Jones cares that it's being labeled fake news, or does he care that his links are being killed?
That's what he cares.
So he's losing cash.
He's been labeled fake news since he started. Yeah. So, but he cares about the fact that they're going to lose a lot of traffic from Facebook.
Right. He's going to lose a lot of revenue if his Facebook links get killed.
How's he going to sell all that gold in those bomb-proof safes and everything that he's selling for everybody?
He sells a lot of drugs that help your prostate.
Right? Yeah, prostate. We heard that ad.
I mean, it's even the InfoWars' own brand. They have their own brand of, like, prostate medication. Right. What the hell are they doing over there?
Special mixture of saw palmetto helps your prostate.
Oh, man.
The company announced Thursday the decision comes after Facebook received heated criticism for its role in spreading a deluge of political misinformation during the presidential election. They're also announcing that most news sites are going to end the comment section. They don't want to spend money censoring it.
Oh, see, that's interesting that apparently a bunch of news sites are getting rid of the comment section, which I'm surprised they didn't do this a long time ago. Yeah. I mean,
but that's where all the entertainment is.
There are so many fake accounts out there that.
They go into the comments and they say whatever.
Right. Well, this Pizzagate bullshit, I've got another story about Alex Jones. He's interesting. Some of the Pizzagate stuff is starting to disappear off of InfoWars. Off of the website.
It's too blatant.
I wonder why.
You know why? Because that guy went in there and tried to shoot the place up or shot the place up.
Right.
Because of fake news. Because of fake news.
Here's a little bit more.
And they've always just got some weird smiling glad hander like the spokespeople and the Snopes people going, oh, don't forget, the Pope comes out and says that liking alternative media is liking sexual pleasure from feces. When this guy's
The Pope said something about poop eating. Did you see that last week? It was.
Oh my god!
Yeah, it was. He said it's consuming all of the fake news that's out there is like eating poop.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what the translation is.
That's
from the original.
I think
either Portuguese or Italian. I don't know what he was speaking at the time.
I don't think he was into anything.
Oh, wait, he's Argentinian, so it was Spanish. Right.
I think there's something lost in the translation, don't you?
Caca?
Yeah, I don't think there's. It's like fetish. I don't think we're talking about people with a shit fetish.
I think that's what the Pope was talking
about.
Yeah,
oh
yeah.
My God, that's so strange.
Pedophile scandal. You name it. But they say there's no such thing as pedophile scandals. They're now saying Penn State.
They're not saying there's no such thing as pedophile scandals, Alex. They're saying that there's no such thing as a kid fucking ring being run out of the back of a pizza place in Washington, D.C.
Didn't happen. I'm not kidding. That's now not true.
I don't know where that's coming from.
Yeah,
he's saying that Penn State didn't happen. I don't know. Who is saying that?
Yeah, yeah.
Who's saying Penn State didn't happen? Sandusky's rotten in prison where he should be.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody believes that. There's lots of evidence for that. But the what's the place called? Comet Ping Pong Pizza.
Right.
There was nothing.
No,
that was just just a pure
lie.
Lie. That was a lie.
And they indicted that guy. I think it was yesterday or today. That brave patriot that decided to pick up his AR-15 and walk into Comet Ping Pong Pizza. Clear the place out, shoot a couple of rounds into the floor, and then rescue all the kids that were chained up in the back room. Guess what wasn't there?
No, geez. Let me guess. Evidence of any...
Of anything.
Any badness. But you know what was there? Pizza and ping pong balls. Right. And
meanwhile, I understand so that their business is doing better because there's a lot of sane people who are intentionally... patronizing that pizza joint now because of all the loonies that were have been posting on Yelp and giving them 1-star reviews.
What would it? You think about this. What would have happened had that guy that fired into the floor? What if one of his bullets would have killed somebody?
Right.
What if somebody would have died over this fake news? How would Alex Jones feel? Because is he trying to deny he didn't? He's denying he said it was a real story.
The Pizzagate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's insane.
In fact, let me finish this clip. I'll pull up the other one about him scrubbing the stories about Pizzagate now that he's been caught.
Right.
To combat fake news, Facebook has partnered with a list of media organizations, including Snopes, ABC News, oh, wow, Mr. WMDs, that are part of the International fact-checking network. Oh, an international group. Oh, the UN's involved now, led by Pointer,
the UN,
a nonprofit school for journalism located in St. Petersburg, Florida. That's who rubber stamps. It's really an algorithm and a blacklist.
A blacklist.
Starting as a test with a small percentage of its users in Facebook, it's a tattletale system, will make it easier to report news stories that are fake or misleading. They're going to pick in their algorithm liberal users. You've got to go on in the InfoWar, create a fake liberal network. I'm telling you what you have to do. We're going to do this as well.
Wait, he's telling people to create a fake liberal network.
Yes. So I'm trying to figure this out. Oh, okay, so if you start your fake liberal network, you get to impose your InfoWars links or your Breitbart links. So you can do so what? You can
make sure that he gets his traffic.
Jesus Christ. I mean,
to his lies.
Project. We need more crew. We need more men. We need more women. We need more fighters. So we get selected to be part of it so we can then go out and report CNN, MSNBC, all of them as the fake news, caught by WikiLeaks in fake news.
So he's just saying we need to take over. We need to. He's saying we need to lie. We need to lie and make fake news to prevent them from hiding our fake news.
This is insane. If you have a platform like Facebook or whatever, isn't it in your interest? Wouldn't you? Why would you wake up in the morning and work your ass off just so you can have a platform for bullshit news stories to proliferate and to spread and to trend?
Because you make a lot of money spreading these fake news stories, we're finding out.
Well,
to conservatives.
Right.
But again,
to Mark Zuckerberg, it bothers him, obviously.
Again, not to liberals, because it's been shown that these people who are doing these fake news stories have tried to put out fake news for liberals, and the liberals don't buy it. Right?
Yeah.
That one guy said, within 5 minutes, if we posted a fake story on a liberal site,
yes,
5-10 liberals are like, that's bullshit.
Right.
And here's links to prove it. Whereas if a lie gets shared by one of their right wing fact, which the Pope, that story of the Pope endorsing Trump
right
before the election was just an utter lie, but it trended on Facebook because of all the fake Russian accounts were sharing it and trending it.
I was about to say, well, what about the story from the FBI director? But that's a totally different thing because the source was lying. He was lying.
The letter?
Yeah, saying there was more to come on the emails. But that wasn't fake news because he actually said that, right?
Right, it was the timing of that one.
Planning fake stories. The new fact checker for the New York Times they've hired is the guy that said, I'm a liar, I'm a hack, I want to deceive people, tell me what to say. Remember that? He now is going to...
He was joking. He's talking about a tweet that the guy put out. Or no, it was in WikiLeaks.
Yeah.
He sent a letter, this guy that he's bitching about sent a letter to Podesta, and it's in WikiLeaks, and we know that everything in WikiLeaks is 100% true.
Nicked.
He sent a letter to Podesta jokingly saying, hey, I'm a hack. I need to ask this question again, or something like that. And now it's fact.
Right. Well,
he admitted he's a hack. He's a liar. He admitted it, and now he's going to be in charge of quality checking news.
It's like Alex Jones. It's like irony and sarcasm is just lost on that guy.
Well, yeah, I mean,
you would think,
especially on his listeners.
Yeah, really.
I mean, the fact checker at the New York Times, as a cruel, sick joke, he's promoted from Politico to the New York Times, owned by a Mexican kingpin.
What the fuck does Carlos Slim owns
the New York Times? So. Obviously, everything that's in the New York Times is a lie because it's owned by Carlos Slim.
A Mexican kingpin. Why is it necessary to say he's Mexican?
Well, you know why.
Yes.
What about the orange German kingpin that is now elected to president?
Oh, yeah, that's in charge. What about that guy?
How is he not a kingpin?
Why do we know? Yeah. He's that more than anything.
So there you go. Alex Jones, hot off the presses, everybody, losing his damn tiny little mind over the fact that people might be calling him out on his bullshit. They're saying we're fake news. Where's this other one here? Alex Jones.
Yes.
is thanks for joining us, everybody.
Listen to all our all the other programming on the Crab Diving Thursday Network at the sevens and at midnight. Listen to the Hollywood Hick. God damn it, that show is so funny.
The Hick is funny.
The Hick. I recently listened to, I believe, the episode right after the election.
Mm.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
He's not a big fan of Schittler.
I don't believe he's a big fan. And the Hollywood Hick, not a fan of Donald Trump.
No, not at all. By the way, listen to the Daily Upper Decker every evening at 8 o'clock. It's our hilarious sports podcast.
And it's brand new ones on every Wednesday.
That's correct. Hosted by comedian Tommy Gimler. You know, you also get gambling tips.
Right.
Kind of I love fucking Flamin' Hot Cheetos, but let me just tell you, do not ever, under any circumstances, sit in front of the television set and eat a whole bag of Flamin' Hot Cheetos and then think your morning poo is going to be anything other than just straight up fire painful. I'm just saying, I'm just giving just public service announcement. I know that's probably not proper talking for the radio, but I'm just telling you, do not eat a whole big old bag of Flamin' Hot Cheetos while you're sitting in front of the TV, because your butthole's going to hate you come morning. I'm just saying as
there you go, a public service announcement from the Hollywood Hick. Don't
Word
eat flaming
by,
Cheetos
man.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
So this other story about Alex Jones, is that now they've caught him over at Media Matters. They caught his website scrubbing some of this Pizzagate stuff that they had on InfoWars.
Why would he be doing that?
Because that's what they do.
Right.
I told you that one guy I was arguing with on Facebook. And we must have, I mean, there must be 20 comments between the two of us, just sniping back and forth at each other. But he went back when I called him out on his earlier lies. I said, you said this earlier.
Yeah.
And I refuted it, and right, I put the citation of why he was wrong. He went back and edited his past comment.
Oh, he changed
history. On Facebook, right.
He rewrote history.
He Stalinized it.
Oh, yes.
And what Alex Jones tries to do and what Trump wants to do. Went back and changed it.
Yeah,
so I hadn't screen capped it. Now I'm screen capping shit.
Oh yeah.
But I did call him out on it in the comment stream.
And what
I said,
did he
you
say?
Changed your nothing. Just kept going. You're a libtard. The truth is in front of you. You just don't want to believe it.
Well, that's a sentiment on Alex Jones. You know what I mean? Like he does that thing where he lists a bunch of unrelated facts, and then he says, "Listen, based on all this stuff, the truth is out there in front of you. And if you don't connect the dots in the way I'm suggesting, then you're just not seeing it."
Or there's a whiff of something true that actually did happen. And then they conflate that with.
Oh, yeah.
Like the Pizzagate thing. That email from Podesta's brother.
Right.
That's how the thing started. An email from Podesta's brother. He was going to some event that some crazy artist was doing that she called her spirit meals or her spirit dinners. And in the past, she had written an art book of an artistic. It was an artistic joint that she wrote, but it was a cookbook. But the cookbook included body fluids. And it's not a real cookbook
fake.
So
it's a goof.
It was made to upset people, to inflame people, And then she, Podesta's brother, knew this woman, invited him to a dinner. She invited him to this dinner. She said, invite your brother. He sent an email to Podesta that said, "Hey, I'm going to the spirit dinner crazy thing. Do you want to go?" And Podesta did not go.
Right.
Yet that one email is proof, and you hear Alex Jones say it now, Podesta was involved in satanic rituals.
That's enough.
Because spirit dinners are satanic.
You don't see it? You don't see the truth? It's right there in front of you.
It's not, and he didn't go.
He didn't even go.
He didn't
that's
go.
The best.
His brother invited him. He didn't go.
He didn't have time.
But according to Alex Jones, that's it. Podesta's obviously involved in satanic rituals and kid fucking in the back of pizza places.
I mean, listen. So Podesta's not involved in these satanic rituals, or he doesn't
exist.
Or maybe he doesn't even have time. Maybe that's the issue. He can't fit it into his schedule. Had he more time, he would be into all the Satan stuff.
I'm sorry, I can't make your baby sacrifice this weekend.
It's so ridiculous.
He's scrubbing online content, according to Media Matters here. He claimed they're giving a highlight reel of Jones. He's claimed the government perpetrated 9/11. The government also perpetrated Columbine,
okay,
Oklahoma City bombing,
wow,
Sandy Hook, and the Boston Marathon bombing. Jeez. These are all false flags out by the Obama administration.
They're busier than Paramount. Everything's fake.
He's repeatedly accused the Clintons of murder.
Okay. Where's the evidence of that?
But according citations? To Media Matters here, Jones and InfoWars has been elevated from the fringes to the mainstream by President-elect Donald Trump.
He called Alex Jones.
After he won.
Yeah. To thank him. He called him.
Yeah.
Donald Trump called the Sandy Hook truther.
Yes.
Think about that. That is bananas.
Yeah.
It's bananas.
So since this Pizzagate bullshit started,
yes,
this fake, utterly fake story,
yeah,
and I think they might have even found the guy on Reddit who was one of the original posters. It was, yeah, like, it's a lie, it's fake, I made it up.
I was having fun, it's a goof.
Pizzagate alleges top Clinton associates, such as campaign manager, yeah, John Podesta, are trafficking children through the Comet Ping Pong restaurant. It took a dangerous turn when Edgar Madison Welch fired an assault rifle inside the pizzeria because he was trying to, quote, self-investigate.
If you believe
the
it.
The conspiracy theory.
If you believed in it that much, then that's got to be like enough that you would bring a gun and shoot into the floor. I mean, what is that?
Right.
That's mental illness or something. Who knows? God, that's screwed up.
FBI has stated in a criminal complaint against Welch.
Yes.
Said that Welch sent a video on the night of December 1st with the message, "Watch Pizzagate, the bigger picture on YouTube," to a friend.
Oh, God.
The day before the shooting. According to the complaint, during the next few hours after sending the text message, Welch continued viewing YouTube pages on his cell phone. He also visited the Comet Ping Pong website. Shortly after 8 p.m. on December 1st, 2016, Welch sent a text message to a friend, B, with just initial. The text message included an internet link to a YouTube video, "Watch Pizzagate, the bigger picture."
It's so stupid. It is so incredibly stupid and dangerous.
Pizzagate, the bigger picture, is a headline on InfoWars for a December 1st article.
Right. But now it's scrubbed.
Jones tweeted the headline on December 1st. That headline was also used on YouTube by non-InfoWars accounts to promote the InfoWars video.
Right.
Welch has told investigators that he listens to Alex Jones.
Of course he does.
And is a follower of the page on Twitter and on Facebook. But now it seems that they're scrubbing commentary about Pizzagate. Jones's YouTube channel on the 23rd of November had posted a headline, "Pizzagate is real. Something is going on, but what?"
He's saying it's real.
Well, that video has now since been removed by the user.
Who the hell's going to believe that Hillary Clinton is molesting children at a pizza place?
Well, and how did they get to Hillary?
I don't know.
First of all, the spirit meal never happened.
Okay.
Podesta didn't go.
Okay.
There's nothing to do. There's not the rest of this is all crap. This Pizzagate, this pizza place.
And the only reason we know about this email where Podesta was invited to a spirit meal is because of WikiLeaks. The Russian. God damn it. What a joke.
The video had been copied and re-upped and uploaded,
yes,
by other conspiracy theorists.
Okay.
During the video, some guy named John Bone, B-O-W-N-E, Bone, Bounty,
John Bone,
says that, jeez, the Clinton allies are, quote, using a code to communicate child sex trafficking as casually as ordering a pizza.
Ha 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 ha. You know what? Hey, listen, you know who uses codes? Breitbart. And these conservatives, they use this coded language for their anti-Semitic bullshit.
Oh, well,
the
yeah,
word
yeah.
globalist, elitist, all this other shit. Those are the people that use codes. No one's using codes.
But
this
Ryan,
is so stupid.
When one of these people ordered a pizza, that meant that they want a 6-year-old.
And Hillary Clinton.
again, there's zero.
I love it.
0.0 ties to Hillary Clinton other than Podesta works for her. Yet somehow now she is having a buffet of children in the back of Comet Ping
Pong
every weekend.
And how would that not have been the biggest story ever? Our ex-Secretary of State is involved in a child molestation ring.
Well, it is the biggest story ever in certain areas.
Oh, my God. Insanity.
The video also states that Comet Ping Pong, quote, may be competing for the lucrative Washington, D.C. pedophile market.
Shut up.
Right out in the open. They have a double cheese... extra sausage special, and you know what that means.
Oh, yes. And by the way, do they have meetings? Do they have corporate meetings?
Oh, yeah.
Guys, we're going to get a bigger chunk of this child molesting market.
Good God.
It's
did
insane.
You see the,
so stupid.
The loonies that are like all up and down the block, you can see these secret pedophile symbols.
Why am I called a crazy liberal? You know,
right.
I mean, why do you get that?
Because you don't believe it.
I don't believe in this shit.
How dare you not believe it?
Oh, my God.
Meanwhile, Jones promoted this video on his Facebook account and on Twitter.
Sure.
And those posts have now been deleted.
Oh, jeez. Hmm. It's as if it never happened. Now, I see.
There's another story that was written by that Bone guy promoting the video, also deleted.
Oh, okay. Mr. Bone.
But it's not all gone. There's still a post from a November 5th piece titled, "Law enforcement begs the world, read the Hillary emails to find child rape evidence."
Oh, my God. There's so much. There's so much. They can't scrub it. They need to hire extra people to scrub that.
The article suggested that John Podesta was potentially involved in child molestation and child pornography because his hacked email account contained, quote, strange references to pizza.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Strange references.
A quote from the story. Other strange emails sent to Podesta include cryptic references to pizza, hot dogs, pasta, and walnuts.
Walnuts. No, not walnuts.
Oh, yeah. You know what walnuts means.
Oh, yes.
I can't even say it.
Jeez.
It's so horrible.
Now you got me. Walnuts.
And then Alex Jones will say,
fuck on.
Alex Jones will say, it's proof that they use this code. The FBI even has a list of all the code words they use. And pizza and extra cheese mean all kinds of things. It's right there for you. You just won't believe it, Ryan.
So like you say all this crazy shit and I listen to your show every day, Alex Jones, and now I'm supposed to believe that you never said any of this shit.
It's been deleted.
God, he expects a lot from his listeners.
Well, his Sandy Hook bullshit. Remember a couple weeks ago we played a clip where he was pissed that Hillary Clinton was calling him fake news.
Right.
And talking about specifically the Sandy Hook truther business.
Yeah.
Because he's like, I never said that. I never said that. And then they played clips of him saying it's a fake story. They had actors. There's a video that shows a loop of kids walking in line. Yeah. It's very strange. They won't explain it.
They had actors.
Yeah.
To pull that off, they'd have to have some pretty good actors. Who did they get? Susan Sarandon?
Well, it's hard. I mean, you can't get famous people, right?
Jeez. No, you have to have no names.
God. We talked a little bit about the...
In fact, didn't Trump, after he called Alex Jones, did he not receive a call or a plea from a parent that lost a kid at Sandy Hook asking him to not validate Alex Jones, to not talk to him, to not call him, because by doing that, you're lending validity to this Sandy Hook truther bullshit. And she lost her kid. No. It was the person that lost her mom who was the principal at the school.
Right, right.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. And the father also of one of the kids who's been, he's the most outspoken one.
Right.
Gets constant hate. And in fact, there was a woman arrested last week. We did the story. Go to crabdiving.com, go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, leave us a good review. But a woman was arrested for threatening that father's life for spreading the Sandy Hook lies. She threatened his life.
Could you imagine?
The father of a Sandy Hook kid who was killed.
Yeah.
She's threatening his life because she heard on InfoWars that it's a lie.
And meanwhile, these people that are making themselves, their lives public, being activists after their kids got killed at this horrible massacre, Think of the sacrifice they're making. I'm sure they would rather have private lives. What do they get out of putting themselves out there and reliving this tragedy?
And according to Alex Jones, you know, the reason for Sandy Hook and for Columbine, for the false flags, is so Obama could take your guns.
Is that where it goes back to?
And how well did that work?
Oh, yeah, he took a lot of guns.
How well did that work? What changed from Sandy Hook?
Nothing.
As far as gun laws?
Nothing.
0.0.
Nothing changed.
Yeah.
Pile of dead kids. Nothing changed.
They were fake actors. They were extras,
right,
Ryan.
That's right. I forgot. I keep forgetting. My God.
We talked a little bit about this electoral college thing where people are hoping there's going to be a Hail Mary on Monday. And they're calling them the Hamilton electors because they're hoping that the intent that Alexander Hamilton had with creating the Electoral College will come true, that the smart electors will override the horrible choice of the people that voted.
Keep hoping. Do you have any hope?
No. I mean, there might be a few, but he's got to get under 270. And if he gets under 270... then it goes to the House of Representatives. Maybe they would pick somebody. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. And
Putin's guy is
who could they pick? Would they have to pick somebody? Because they're not going to flip and pick Hillary. That's why it's crazy where a lot of these right wingers are like, you guys just want to give the election to Hillary. Nobody thinks that's going to happen. But maybe we should take a look at Trump's victory. You know, if we're going to have a Republican, well, give us Kasich, maybe, or you know, give us somebody that isn't going to goose step us into a gulag.
And why wouldn't it be Pence? Because he was part of the campaign that was elected.
He didn't run initially. Putin? He was chosen. So,
I see.
I think they would, the couple of Republican electors that have said they're not going to vote Trump, they're going to take the penalties, or actually they're in states where you don't get a penalty. They're not going to vote for Trump. And the one guy said he's probably going to vote for Kasich.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
But both sides apparently are getting a lot of pressure because a former Texas elector said this week that he and others faced death threats.
Oh, okay.
If they refuse to cast their vote for president-elect Donald Trump.
So violent.
After the election, Art Cisneros from Texas, he resigned as an elector because he did not think Trump was, quote, biblically qualified to be president.
Wow. What in the hell does that mean?
He just can't vote for him, and he's not going to try to vote for anybody else, and certainly wouldn't vote for Hillary. Just quit. He bailed.
But he has those books in the Bible that he likes. It's like a good movie. Didn't he compare the Bible to a great movie?
It would make a great movie.
It's like a rom-com.
Two Corinthians walk down the street.
He was interviewed. This Cisneros dude was interviewed has said that another elector has also faced violent threats.
Yes.
This is the guy, Christopher Suprin is his name. He's remaining as an elector.
Okay.
But he said he will not cast his vote for Trump. He's going to be casting it for, quote, an honorable and qualified man or woman, such as Governor John Kasich of Ohio.
Vote for Putin's guy. What's your problem?
Some of the threats that they have received, here's one that Mr. Suprin has received from a wonderfully lovely American. Okay. You vote for Trump or we rape your wife and daughters with a knife before we kill you.
Wow.
Do as told or face consequences.
It's always crazy when these loons, of course, what they say was horrible and violent. But when you add the schedule to it, when people are like, we're going to do this first and then this before and then right after, I'm always like, God, why does that make it creepier?
Right.
It's the order of things. That's lunacy.
I mean, until this whole election thing, the only time we ever got veiled threats was from gun nuts.
Yes.
But
this.
Since then, since we've been shitting on Trump.
Oh, I know.
Today, somebody on our Facebook page said, enjoy when that boot ends up on your throat.
Jeez.
We said something about bootlickers.
Oh, right.
And his response was, enjoy when that boot ends up on your throat.
Listen, I know people are a lot into a lot of crazy shit, but I'm not one of these boot guys.
Yeah, right. Stiletto.
Yeah, right. Oh, please. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not an animal.
They're saying they're getting a lot of ugly stuff, a lot of death threats to him and his family. So let's remember, these are Trump supporters.
Oh, yeah.
These are supposed to be the Christians.
Right.
The warm and lovely. The warm and loving people of the United States of America who are saying, we're going to rape your wife and daughters with a knife before we kill you if you don't vote Trump.
Absolutely. Just so we're clear.
Yes. We're going to hunt you down.
Oh, I like that.
We're going to find out where you work and come after you.
Okay. They're going to do some research.
Things that are happening.
We're going to do some research.
So there you go.
Come after you.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
Nobody's coming in. That's why
he's doing shit.
I think I responded to that idiot who said he's going to put his boot on our necks with like, LOL, bring it.
Right. Spend a lot of time.
Waddle over here, fat fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
Not all libs don't have guns.
Right. Well, I mean, I don't.
I don't either, but I can get one.
I got a potato gun.
That'll do pretty good damage.
Have you ever loaded one of those
things?
Yeah,
it
takes like a half hour. It's not the easiest
thing. Can mess somebody up with a potato gun.
I'm surprised we never mess anybody up with a potato gun just on accident.
Aim for the whites of their hoods.
Oh, yes.
What else is going on? Holy crap, we only got a few minutes left here on the big show.
God.
Am I reading the time correctly?
Oh,
I know
you're right.
I've got time zone stuff here, but it's pushing 6 p.m. here in the middle of the country.
8 minutes. God, there's still like these crazy reviews for Comet Ping Pong Pizza on Google. This is what gets you 2 stars. Thought I'd come here for
a you got 2 stars?
I know. I'm trying to figure this shit out. So I'd come here for a nice pizza after work. Unfortunately, my pizza ended up burnt as the staff were occupied with matters in the basement.
Oh, God.
We know who you are. They said that in all caps. But that gets 2 stars out of 5.
So a pedophilia ring in the basement still nets you 2 stars.
Imagine you go there, you don't know there's a pedophilia ring, but then you realize
what the hell do you have to have going on to get 1 star?
I don't know. I don't know.
Damn, that's a pretty forgiving review.
But also the pizza was burnt. Well, so think about that. Pedophilia ring and the pizza was burnt. Still got 2 stars.
Right. Maybe they were out of 4-year-olds.
These are loyal.
And they were upset. Right.
These are loyal customers. These are loyal customers. We know who you are.
I've got a story for you, Ryan, that I saw a little while ago here.
Okay.
It's Ryan's going to be doing some comedy here down in the Redneck Riviera.
That's right.
Follow his Facebook. You're going to put that shit up on your Facebook and your Twitter.
I'll be at the Big Easy tomorrow night and somewhere in Mobile, Alabama on Saturday at the Blind Mule.
There you go. At Rated R Comedy on the Twitter, ratedrcomedy.com. Find his schedule there.
And by the way, if this show is pissing you off really bad, please don't come to the show and don't fuck with me.
Right. If you hate libtards and want to kill us, sit this one out, please.
I'm not into mixing it up.
In the Gotham Comedy Club in Chelsea, Manhattan.
Okay, I've been there.
A week after the election.
Yes.
Comedian named John Laster was performing.
Okay.
And he said that at the end of the night, a middle-aged dude approached him at the bar and said, "Man, you were really funny and you're black."
Okay. Okay. Observant.
The man said to him, "Since Trump won the election, there's a lot America needs to reconsider. We need to put that politically correct stuff to bed. Now I should be able to call you the N-word."
Ooh. God, in New York? This happened at Gotham Comedy Club in New York? You gotta be kidding me.
But I mean, it sounds
how
like
horrible.
the guy was like, "You're funny and everything." How does the conversation end up with, "I should be able to call you the N-word now that Trump won"?
I'm just thinking about this poor comedian having to endure this, like, "Oh, I'm getting a compliment." Because, you know, sometimes you don't get a lot of compliments. You really don't get a lot of people coming, "Hey, nice work. I really enjoyed your shit." You just don't hear that often. This guy is like, "Oh, man, I'm getting a compliment."
But this is another one of those cases where they're
it's
using odd. Donald Trump's name as like a magic spell.
Right.
Like, now that Trump has won, suddenly we get to walk around and call people the N-word again.
Right. And by the way, maybe if you're going to compliment, I don't know, if you're a white guy, I don't know, don't feel like you have to work Trump into every conversation. I don't understand where this person's coming from.
The guy
from.
In Starbucks who was calling the Starbucks worker an animal.
Yeah.
A black Starbucks worker, an animal, started just chanting Trump.
I don't get that.
Trump, Trump, God. Trump. Like some odd kind of spell that suddenly is going to force all of the black people to drop dead within 50 meters of him or something.
I don't know. It's so fucked
up. Fucked up and bizarre.
Oh, that's a crazy story. That comedian at the comedy club guy walks up to him.
Right. Hey, you're funny and you're black. You know, Trump won. I should be able to call you the N-word.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for coming to the show. I appreciate it.
I'll be at the Chuckle Hut next week.
He gets a percentage of that guy's ticket, though. Right. He gets a percentage of the door. I mean, God, he's got a, you know, he's like, well, I'm glad you came anyway and drank.
That's it, ladies and gentlemen. We got a bail. We will be back tomorrow, Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 out on the Eastern Type Coast, 4 to 6 if you're listening to us in the center of the country.
Hey.
Don't forget, Ryan's doing some comedy. Like we said, follow his Twitter at Rated R Comedy, his Instagram at Rated R Comedy. Go to his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vial on Twitter or Instagram at Vial Experience. Oh, so freaking Vial.
Watch out for those false flags, everybody. And don't get Comet Pizza. We're out of here. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.